How is the summer? Hopefully good. You got a chance to work with your kids at some different camps, stuff like that, as you get ready for year one. Hopefully it was a good summer for you.
Yeah, it was a great summer. The girls worked super hard, and it was a lot of fun to kind of see them grow just over the few camps that we went to, and it was super awesome how they just showed up to open gym and took over, just taking all our input right away, and there was no issues there, so it was super awesome.
How the numbers look, freshman through the senior class this year?
We're a little lower, but we have a big old junior class. We have about 15 girls out this year, so about just right.
Well, that's terrific. Are the younger classes, like, are freshmen coming in, and even in the like years to come, eighth grade, are the numbers going to get better for you?
Might have a couple bigger classes coming up in a few years. The next couple, though, they're pretty low at 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm. But these girls that you have on the court have, some of your upperclassmen have played a lot of volleyball in the last couple of years. So, hey, they've been there, done that. Experience is on your side with a lot of these girls, aren't they?
Yes, we have lots of experience, lots of playing time that's happened in the last few years on varsity. So we have a good group of coming back, able to take charge on the court and teach the younger ones kind of the good ways and take charge of leadership and all that good stuff.
I take it the Oakley Stouts and the Haley Gustafson, the TJ Hildebrandt, and girls like that, Camry Elston, those kind of your leaders again this year, aren't they?
Yep, we got a good set of leaders. We have Camry coming back. Oakley is up there. We have TJ Hildebrandt coming back, too. We have a really good group of girls that will take lots of leadership, and it's been awesome on seeing it in practice, and even throughout the summer, they were doing awesome.
You know, Oakley is a freshman last year, was right up there with her sister, competing well. I take it she's going to be one of your kind of go-tos this year, isn't she?
She definitely will be in the middle. It'll be interesting to see where else we can throw her in at, just moving around the court. She got lots of compliments this summer at camps from other coaches, so it should be fun to see her grow throughout the season even more.
But she can't do it all by herself. You're going to have some of their outside, some middles. Your defense going to have to play good. You got to have a good supporting cast, too, don't you?
Yes, and the girls have been working really hard on making sure that we have a well-rounded defense around our hitters and blockers, and they've been working really hard on their serves, trying to work on getting some easy points there, making serves and ace serves, and making sure our serves are flowing well, and it's just been pretty awesome in the court, or in practice, seeing them try and improve themselves every day.
I think you get after it coming up next week. You're kind of glad, hey, we're not ready to play a match yet. Let's take this advantage this final week and a little bit next week before you play that first official match.
Definitely, yeah. We're definitely going to start hammering away at some little things here and there coming up on next week against Maxwell on Thursday. So I know they have some taller girls, and we super tall in that, or super big in that area, so it should be interesting to see where we can put our defense in and help out in those senses, since we don't have a huge block like they will.
Feel kind of cool to have your own team now?
It does. It's kind of surreal sometimes, thinking I go home every night and I'm like, oh, I guess I have to play more than just schoolwork now. I gotta think about what we need to work on tomorrow, where we can add some stuff in, take stuff out. It's pretty fun, actually.